drama. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country. And so, that's part of our reading from Sunday before Christmas. Mary, a pregnant, unwed teenager, left the area where all the drama would be. She fled far away from where people would know her, so that the drama back at home could simmer down. Drama? Simmer down? What? I do not see that here. Look, you don't think there would be drama? Joseph was going to leave her before he heard from an angel. You don't think there was talk? There was talk. It really did go something like this. Mary, I've seen her sneaking around with Tiberius Pantera, that Roman soldier. They think nobody sees them, but I've seen them. I know what they've been doing. It's no wonder she went to visit her cousin. Look, the story of Mary and Tiberius Pantera isn't one that I just made up. It's been circulating since at least the second century, written down by the Greek philosopher Celsus. Celsus was not a fan of Christianity. The idea is also contained in rabbinic documents from the late 1st and early 2nd century CE, also called AD, and other places as well. A drama-filled story surrounding Jesus' birth fits right in with his genealogy, because in it we find Tamar, who tricked her father-in-law into sleeping with her so that she could have children. That's from Genesis 38. Judah, the father-in-law who called for Tamar to be stoned before he was confronted with the reality that he was the father of her unborn children. Real upstanding and not at all hypocritical guy, much like some politicians. Rahab, the prostitute who helped the Israelite spies in Jericho before they, you know, did the whole walls coming down bit. Joshua 2. Ruth, who loved her mother-in-law so much that she seduced an older man, married him, and had children with him, and then raised the children with her mother-in-law. David, who abused his power as the king and summoned and then slept with Bathsheba, who was also in Jesus' genealogy, and then conspired to have Bathsheba's husband Uriah killed. Drama throughout the story leading up to Jesus' birth. What if the story with Mary and Tiberius Pantera was the story? How would it change your view of Christmas? How would it change your view of Christianity? How would it change your view of acceptance? And what might Mary have been singing as she was on her way to the hill country? It might have been something that sounded a lot like Psalm 88. Entering the house, Mary sought the solace of her older cousin Elizabeth, who was also pregnant. First time pregnancy for both of them. So they had many things in common. There was, I'm sure, talk about both of them, if not for different reasons. Mary the teenager and Elizabeth the old woman in the silent Zachariah's house. Zachariah couldn't speak because he didn't believe that the angel told, didn't believe that the angel told what the angel told him, that he would have a son. They had a wonderful visit. Of course, they could talk all they wanted and Zachariah wouldn't be able to pipe up, right? Today's reading describes the baby in Elizabeth's womb jumping for joy. It describes Elizabeth saying to Mary, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And then, of course, we get the song, Mary's song, the Magnificat. It wasn't in the reading. It's right after the reading today. But yeah, Mary knew. Mary, did you know? Yes, Mary knew. She sang about it in the Magnificat. Now, she didn't sing it the way that I'm going to sing it now. But overjoyed at the support and love of Elizabeth, and with courage and excited anticipation for what was to come, Mary sang. Yeah. Oh, how I praise the Lord. God's one to be adored. God is mighty, holy one. Great is all the Lord has done. Such mercy here for all who fear. God's one I hold so dear. Oh, how I praise the Lord. God's one to be adored. God's the one to be adored. Oh, how I praise the Lord. Oh, how I praise the Lord. Advent. Christmas is coming so very soon. Many of us aren't feeling the joy again this year. Feeling more like Psalm 88. Many are feeling joy. They're feeling like singing more of Mary's song. Others can only hear pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheep, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more of the drama and all the holiday hubbub. Mary went through a range of emotions. She was terrified. She was overjoyed. She was probably angry. She was grateful. She was overwrought. She experienced hope and hopelessness. We feel those same emotions. The community, state, nation, world feel those emotions. And on this Sunday before Christmas, may we be filled with love, compassion, caring. May all of that be in us and all around us. And may there be no distinction that draws lines like us and them. May we all be a people who live out peace, justice, mercy, reconciliation. May we be moved. And may our lives, our love, and all we do be moving. Amen.